Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. I've been responding to Linda's email, and I'm almost done with it. I just want to let you know that breaking news, Herman Cain, who was a twice candidate for president of the United States, just died this morning. He'd been hospitalized with COVID-19. He'd been on oxygen and he succumbed to COVID-19. Very sad news. Continuing on with my response to Linda. For 18 years of my formal education, I avoided public speaking and being on stage. I've never been trained in broadcasting. But to me, content is king. And in the long run, there is no substitute for excellence in content. But in the short run, But in the short run, only will the lack of good content survive. The proof is in the numbers. When certain broadcasters go on the air, the network's ratings rise. With others, the network's ratings fall. You all know this. You only listen to broadcasts with good content. So that brings us back to the question, why is USA Prepares no longer on Republic Broadcasting Network? The answer is, I don't know. You'll have to ask Republic Broadcasting Network for that answer. I recently lost two former good friends, two of my former best friends. Republic Broadcasting Network was one of them. I want to thank Republic Broadcasting Network for the long ride. And I want to thank John Stadtmiller for having been my close and dear friend for almost 10 years. I wish Republic Broadcasting Network and John Stadtmiller all the best. We have come to the end of that line. And I'm talking about the end of the line with USA Prepares and John Stadtmiller. That was my response to Linda. Thank you, Linda. If you'd like to comment on what I've said, if you'd like to, whatever you want to say about, and of course, that's me in good taste, same rules apply, nothing's changed. If you'd like to comment on what I've just said, or if you are a Republic Broadcasting listener, if you're a Republic Broadcasting broadcaster, or an owner of Republic Broadcasting, you're all certainly welcome to call. I'll take the calls. The telephone number is 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. And I'm kind of a funny guy. I'm not talking about humor. I'm talking about odd. Loyalty is really important to me. And when I lose trust I had in someone, it's over. It's over. It doesn't come back. Not for me. It does not come back. So if you're wondering if there's a possibility that Vincent Finelli and USA Prepares will be returning to Republic Broadcasting Network, the answer is absolutely not. One more, two more emails. One says, hi, Vince. Of course, you can share this email. I've written to the people who wrote the emails, and I've asked if I can share what they've said. And he says, hi, Vince. Of course, you can share. There are many out there who listen to your advice and wisdom. You have true grit. Thanks again, Wayne. And one other from David. Now, this is David in Florida, not David in Illinois. David in Florida says, leave RBN in your wake and carry on. That is equivalent to saying, just move on, which is exactly what I have done. So I want to thank all of you who have sent in those emails. I tried to respond to them. I tried to represent them accurately. I did edit for a little bit of clarity. And if any of you have comments, feel free to call in right now, 866-582-9933. That was not intended to be sour grapes. That was not intended to be anything other than, this is a little bit about how radio works. This is how I feel about the COVID-19. I absolutely, positively will not change my point of view because I am certain that it is real. Do you really think that all of the media in the United States will report the death of Herman Cain, a former presidential candidate? That he died of this thing and it's a hoax? Do you really believe that? Do you really believe that the millions of infected people, that's a hoax? Do you really believe that? Do you really believe that the heads of states across the entire globe, around the entire globe, do you really think that they would all agree and sign on to the biggest hoax ever perpetrated? Do you think they would do that? That would be the biggest hoax, except for one. If Jesus Christ were a hoax, and I'm not saying he is, but if that were a hoax, that would be number one. This would be number two. This is not a hoax, class. This is absolutely not a hoax. And neither was Jesus Christ. This is the real deal. This is the takedown of the economies across the world. And we're going to go first because we have the most to lose. You know that old saying about when you get in a fight with somebody, the bigger they are, the harder they fall? Well, we have a higher perch to fall from. We are absolutely, positively addicted and dependent on the drug of electricity. Puerto Rico, the United States territory, the grid collapsed. The grid collapsed. They can't fix it. Now the fingers are being pointed. Who done it? Was it terrorism? Come on. I have one other comment. I'm just going to write a note about that, and I'll talk about that in a few minutes, about the National Electric Code, National Electric Code 2020, what they're going to be doing about protecting the grid. Let's see. We've got a call here. Kathy in Ohio, welcome.
Hi, Vincent. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. I really am. And, Kathy, I got to tell you, I'm relieved. I no longer have to bite my tongue about Republic Broadcasting. I don't have to do it. I can say whatever I want, and I will. So that's how I am. I'm doing. You know, I'm not worried about hurting anybody's feelings. You know, networks and that kind of thing. And by the way, Kathy, you and I, and the rest of USA Prepares Instructors are on the finest radio network, bar none, in the United States of America, Genesis Communications Network. Genesis has never, ever censored me, silenced me, threatened me. They've never said, you will, you must, you shall. They've never done that. Never. Never. They don't call me up and say, hey, by the way, you said, and we're not so pleased with that. They like us, and we like them. And they are truly outstanding. And when one of our engineers gets stuck in snow or ice, you know, during the winters in Minnesota, when it's pretty rough to get to work, other engineers jump right in. They all are glad to do it. Nobody says, yeah, oh, so-and-so didn't show up, and boy, am I frosted. That never happens. It is like the greatest network family I've ever seen. I'm so fortunate. And, you know, it sounds like I'm loyal to GCN, you bet, because they're loyal to me. So anyway, that's just a quick comment. Kathy, you had some things to say, I'm sure.
Well, Vince, I started listening to you because of RBN. I kind of listened to some of the other people that were on the network. You know, I didn't really follow anybody, but I always come back to listen to you. And even though, because I'm a woman, I don't really work on cars or anything or repair things, I would still listen because I always learn something, whether it was things like draining your hot water heater or putting Vaseline around the seal of the refrigerator, things like that. I can do those types of things. And I always felt that your genuineness and your character were very evident, and that means a lot to me, too. And I appreciate you giving up your time. With you being a farmer, your work is never done. And I just wanted to tell you that it's just been an honor for me to be able to ask you questions and interact with you, and maybe to help some people in America get prepared for whether it's this disaster or anything that might happen, whether it's a job loss or a sickness or a move or things like that. I just want to tell you that I feel very blessed to know you, and you've helped so many people. And I hope you continue to do it. And I'm glad that you are with GCN. They do seem like a wonderful company.
Well, thank you, Kathy. And, you know, the first time I heard your voice calling in, I knew that you were instructor material. I knew it. And that's why I asked you if you'd be an instructor right away. And you have been wonderful. And, you know, literally, people call, they talk about you when they call the farmhouse. And every single, and I don't say, hey, what do you think about Kathy? Or what do you think about Kevin? They talk about you, and it's always in glowing terms, because you have the characteristics of being a voice of compassion, a voice of reason, of a voice that people say, you know what? I think she's the real deal, and you are the real deal. You are. So, Kathy, I'm so glad that you're with us. Did you have anything else?
Yeah, I had one more quick comment, Vince, and then I'll
get
off.
All right. Hold, and Arjun will be with you next.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed
designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, just me today, solo. Kathy has called in. Kathy, you had some other comments?
Vince, I just wanted to say, I don't believe I've ever said this, but I just wanted to give people hope. When I was 8 years old, I lost my mother to cancer, and there were four little kids my dad had to raise by himself. Obviously, that was a very difficult time for all of us, but I want to give people hope because when you go through hard times, it builds character. And if you let it, it can make you a better person. And I was never bitter about it, but I learned to be self-sufficient because my dad had grieved so much that us kids pretty much kind of raised ourselves. And I just want to say that this is a hard time for a lot of people, and we'll get through this if we are smart and learn from each other. And I guess I just want to give people hope, and I don't wanted to say that for sympathy. I just wanted to say it because it was a very hard time for me, but when I got through it, I realized that there's always things you can learn when you go through hard times, and whether it's being independent and learning from others. And like for me, Vince, I feel like I rely on you with your knowledge, things that I don't know. And it just gives me hope when I listen to you. So that's all I wanted to say was that I just want people to realize that don't let the fear get you. Just learn and just keep moving forward, and you'll get through it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I absolutely agree with that. And you are a voice that says that. You can tell in your intonation. You can tell by your lexicon. You can tell by your knowledge. And class, I said before, during the first hour, that it was just reported that 1 in 10 Americans went hungry last week. Now, this is the beginning. I'm not trying to frighten anyone. What I am trying to do is, if you want to, you can come out of this better by preparing than if you don't prepare. It's as simple as that. You cannot depend on the government. You cannot depend on the president. Actually, if I were you, I would consider discounting everything he says by 100%, because he's going to change his mind by the afternoon. Whatever he says, he changes his mind. So if you're placing bets on what he's going to do and money he's going to send you, I suggest you don't place your bets on it, because you will probably be disappointed or harmed. So you are in control of your life. You are in, if you're a parent, you are in control of your family's survival. Please have those meetings tonight for lunch, breakfast, dinner, lunch. Most of you are at home. Half of American jobs are not coming back, at least half. And the numbers today about the crushing blow, 32.9% of the GDP, 32.9% fall, it's never fallen that much, never. And that's the good news, because it's going to get worse than that. It's not getting better. There is no spending our way out of this. The only way that we can survive this, if you discount the COVID-19 deaths and infections, if you take that out of the equation, which you can't do, but if you could, the only way we could pull out of this is with jobs and manufacturing, real jobs, not make-work jobs like painting, you know, and landscaping. That's nonsense. I'm talking about real manufacturing jobs. That's the only way we're going to pull out of this. And we've been sold out by our politicians' greed. Politicians are weak. They are very weak people. They are selected for office. They are selected by people who say, you know what? If we send these guys to political school, teach them how to beg, we can control them. They are so weak, we can entice them into doing things. Now, who would do that? Like Ghislaine Maxwell. People like that ilk. They can be trained, manipulated, bribed, pressured, threatened. Politicians are weak. They're not like us. They're a different breed. They're defective. Kathy, any other comments?
No, that's good. Thank you, Ben.
Kathy, I'll see you very soon on the radio. Kathy's a USA Preparers instructor. Kathy in Ohio, thank you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump this morning suggesting delaying November's presidential election because of the pandemic, rather than allow mail-in voting as an option. The president tweeting this morning that that would lead to the most inaccurate and fraudulent election in history. The president said the election should be delayed until people can properly, securely, and safely vote. Political analyst Greg Valliere says no president has the constitutional authority to delay a presidential election.
The president does not have authority to do this. The House of Representatives controls the logistics of an election, and it's pretty unlikely that they would agree to delaying this election.
He was speaking by phone to CBS this morning. The government says the nation's economy saw its biggest quarterly decline in history in the year's second quarter. The Dow's been down over 300 points this morning. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Many experts say be careful where you're getting your COVID-19 information. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
As the world races to find a vaccine and a treatment for COVID-19, there seems to be no antidote in sight for the outbreak of coronavirus conspiracy theories, hoaxes, and anti-mask myths. Officials say Russians are spreading fake news by social media. President Trump tweeted a doctor in a video that promoted hydroxychloroquine. Dr. Emmanuel said you don't need masks and you don't need people to be locked down. In actuality, federal regulators last month revoked their authorization of the drug as an emergency treatment amid growing evidence it doesn't work and has deadly side effects. Social media began removing the video from President Trump for violating policies on COVID-19 misinformation. Many of the claims in Emmanuel's video are widely disputed by medical experts. Other hoaxes say the virus isn't real or that it's a bioweapon created by the U.S. One hoax claimed the new 5G towers were spreading the virus through microwaves.
And Dunkin' is putting its coffee into a couple of new flavors of cereal. It's teaming up with Post, and starting next month, people will be able to pick up mocha latte or caramel macchiato flavored cereal at their local grocery store. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
We're back. And in case you didn't hear what I said that politicians are defective. Okay, we've got two callers. Arjun is first, and then Don. Don Wiskin will be next, talking about the commercial that I had a problem with. Arjun in New Jersey, welcome.
Hey, Vince. I just wanted to say that recently Ryan Dawson, he did like a really good work on 911, and he was also banned from RBN, and he was doing the show for Mike Rivero, and he got banned because some trolls came in and they say like he was being trolled and he didn't recognize it, but I think that he handled it very very diligently and everything, but he was banned too. And the way you have explained, I was listening very carefully to the broadcast today, and the way you have explained this RBN, now I can understand, you know, like I have called the host there and I've explained that COVID is actually a biological weapon, and I have put forward my my findings and things like that, but they never actually agree with me. And that actually tells me that the reason is their loyalty lies with things with people who are actually funding them. So they don't want them to tell this thing. And that's not completely, not 100%. You know, like it's just that like media is 100% controlled. But like with alternative media, they are still controlled. That I can actually derive from this thing. So, and just one more comment is like COVID is like COVID is a virus, you know, like it kills people. But like deaths are happening beyond COVID also, you know, like the effects that it's creating. So, for example, people are dying out of hunger. People are dying if they are stuck, if they are foreign workers, if they are stuck in a different country. Different countries are like USA, actually, you know, like it helps, you know, like these foreigners, they can give them the food and whatnot. But other countries don't. So if somebody is stuck in Saudi Arabia, if somebody is stuck in UAE or different countries, they don't have food to eat and they don't have money to buy anything. So they are committing suicides. So COVID is killing with the virus and without the virus also, you know, like it has other effects also. So I mean, like, and people are suffering, and I can describe many, many different ways. People are suffering because of COVID, which is not especially related to the virus, but the effects that it's creating. So, I mean, like, that's all I want to say today. And what I'm going to do is right now, since I know RBN is controlled now, I'm going to stop listening to them.
Arjun, I cannot comment about RBN being controlled. So I don't have enough information, but I do know that USA Preparedness has been removed, and I've had no communication whatsoever about why. And what I said was, the way I look at it is, I'm a very loyal guy, you know, unless something is, some ethics or morals are violated, I'm loyal to people. Unless they do stupid things that, you know, don't make any sense, then I can't be loyal. But for the most part, I'm loyal. And I said something that on the air, and I want to comment on this. I said, so times get bad, and they're bad now, and they're getting worse by the minute. And I'm not exaggerating. So let's say you go to a farm, and you show up at some farm, and the farm has four, that's a square or a rectangle in terms of property. And there's a north side, a south side, an east side, and a west side. And you're sitting at the table, and things are getting more and more violent and turbulent and dangerous. So you have a meeting with your family and your guests who have arrived to circle the wagons at your farm because they need your protection. And you say, okay, so here's the deal. We've got four sides of the property, 8-hour shifts. Here are the two-way radios. Here are the rules. Maintain radio silence. Do not talk on the radio. Do not smoke. Do not make noise. Okay, first in the north side, you know, person is selected for the north side. Another person is selected for the south side. Another person for the east side. Another person for the west side. 8-hour shifts. They're told, okay, don't wander off, stay at your post, be vigilant, and if a threat comes and it looks like we're under attack, you have to report that immediately. But you have to stay at your post and be vigilant. Who do you know? Who do you know that you can absolutely, positively trust with your life under that scenario? And I'll bet you, most of you would have trouble finding a single individual outside of your own family. Okay? Now, that scenario is what I asked many times. Now, what I didn't say is who I couldn't trust. I didn't say that. Now you know. Now you know. I don't want to say it anymore. I don't want to add any more information to that, but now you know. Anything else, Arjun?
That's it. Thank you very much.
Oh, I have one comment for you. I have one comment for you. I hope you heard the part where you were mentioned. You were identified as a valuable contributor to USA Prepares.
That I thought was... I'm honored. Yeah, I'm honored. Thank you very much.
You got it backwards. We are honored. We are honored, Arjun. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rick.
Yeah, that was Arjun. Don Wiskin in Ontario, Canada. Welcome.
Well, hello there, Vincent.
So let me just tell the class what this is all about. So, class, I do not have any commercials. I gave up all the commercial time that was assigned to USA Prepares, which was 3 minutes per hour. So even though it seems like we have a lot of commercials, none of those belongs to USA Prepares. We did have three, but I wanted more talk time. So we're on 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, and I was able to return that commercial time to I traded for more talk time. So we have nothing to sell. We have no commercial time. So all the commercials that I hear, they just show up. So nobody says, hey, Vinny, here's some new commercials. They just show up. So I never know what I'm going to hear. So I know of Don Wiskin's product, Heart Drop, HEARTDROP, one word, heartdrop.com. How do I know about it? Because I've heard the advertisements for years and years and years, and I bought Heart Drops. I did. And it's a great product. I'm impressed. Okay? It works. So I was listening to the top or one of the commercial segments, and I heard Don Wiskin's latest commercial for the very first time, a new commercial. I've heard lots of Don Wiskin's commercials for Heart Drops, but not this particular commercial. And the word hell, H-E-L-L, was used. And I believe it was something like, I don't know what in the hell is in this stuff. Something like that. Is that correct, Don?
That's correct, Vincent.
And so I picked up the commercial had the number to call for, you know, to buy them. And I called, and Don Wiskin picked up the phone. And I said, Don, Mr. Wiskin, I said, I'm Vincent Finelli. Do you recognize that name? And he said, oh, yeah. So he knows who I am. I knew who I was at the time. This was just a few days ago. This was last week. And so I suggested, I said, I don't like your commercial. I think it devalues your product. I think you have a great product, and I don't like it. And I explained that I can have removed any commercials that I want for any reason I want, but I didn't say that was what I was going to do. But I would have done it. And I explained to him that I didn't like the commercial, and why? Because I didn't like the vulgarity. It's not necessary. And he said immediately, he didn't cross his arms and he didn't huff and puff. He said, I don't like it either. Or I didn't like it either. And I'm going to pull it right now. And you know what? He pulled it off GCN and he pulled it off Republic Broadcasting. Did I describe what happened accurately, Don, or not?
Very well, Vincent, and I will say I had my sound guy in yesterday. We redid the commercial. We took that word out. And you know something? It sounds so much more appealing. And, you know, that was the first time we've ever had a swear word in our commercial advertising in 20 years. And I am so grateful that you called and, you know, expressed your concern because, yeah, I felt the same way. I was kind of like on the fence. You know, my sound guy said, well, you know, that's what the man said. And I said, yeah, well, go ahead, leave it in if you want. And I regretted that ever since. So I was very happy when he came back yesterday. The new ad sounds so much better. And, you know, we really don't need to use words like that. You're absolutely right. Thank you.
You know, Don, I was on the phone with, let me just say it this way. I happen to be on the phone with a lot of people who are on the radio, off the air. And the lexicon, it's like there are two different lexicons. One is, well, certain things I can't say on the radio. And then there's certain, but I'm not on the radio, so I can say whatever I want. And sometimes people say to me, you know what? I noticed that you don't swear, meaning Vin Finelli does not swear. And they find it odd that I don't swear. And I said, you know, I don't have to remember not to swear on the radio because I don't swear all the time. That's something I just don't do. And, I've said over and over to hosts on radio shows, I got to tell you, you know, when you use profanity, it weakens the argument. It's like you don't have other words to use, so use four-letter words. And they say, you know what? I think you're right. And they reduce the amount of swearing that they do, but they just can't stop it. So there are people who are no longer on the radio here at USA Prepares. They're probably wondering why. And the reason is they can't remember not to swear. So, Don, your reaction to my call, what was it like? Because I was not in the room with you. I just picked up the phone. Immediately, I picked up the phone.
Well, Vince, I've been doing radio for about 20 years. So somebody had told me back in the beginning of my working on the radio that if one person calls in with a complaint, 1,500 people have that same complaint. They just don't voice it. So right away, I just felt like there was a whole lot of people who didn't like it either. And, you know, it was a good thing you called and said that, because I probably wouldn't have pulled it if you hadn't have, because I wasn't listening to it. And but, you know, once I listened to it again, I said, yeah, that deserves to be gone. That shouldn't be on there.
I'll tell you a real quick story when we come back. If you have another 2 minutes, I'd like to share a story about my first days in radio and my reaction to a commercial. Do you have a couple more minutes or do you have to go?
I sure do.
Okay, Don Wiskin's with us. If you'd like to go to his website, the product is outstanding. It's heartdrop.com. This is not a commercial. This is me saying that I've tried the product. I paid for it. Don didn't even know who I was. And it works.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get 4 free bonuses when you order Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program, our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's just a quick update. Tomorrow it's going to be preparedness. And Kathy's going to be with us, where she's going to be talking about preparedness and survival, things that you can do. And also tomorrow, Bert in California, he's a senior USA Prepares instructor. He's going to be talking about 5G and 6G. And we are the only broadcast in the country, probably in the world, who has a senior radio frequency engineer on the faculty. That's Bert Pertonis. And if you want to really be terrified, when we start talking about 6G, because it's being discussed right now, even while 5G is in its infancy, 6G is being discussed. When you find out what 6G is, you will be terrified. And we need to stop it. So that's tomorrow. Don Wiskin, I wanted to share with you my early days in broadcast. Specifically almost day one on a big radio station in Springfield, Missouri. And so I was in the studio. I was, originally I was trying to get the word out about an expo that we were having, a large expo in Springfield, Missouri, to teach people about preparedness and survival. So I went to a small radio station and they had to buy ads. But I didn't know how advertising worked on radio. I didn't know who produced it, who wrote it, etc. And when I met with the station manager, he said, we're going to give you a radio program, you know, one day a week. And you can follow Dave Ramsey. What an act to follow. That's a pretty tough one. So that's how we started. And then the big radio station, Springfield, heard about USA Prepares and offered a slot 5 days a week. So day number one, I was in the studio, and I was listening to the commercials. And I heard a commercial for erectile dysfunction. Now, it's one thing to say we've got this great product, and it helps with, you know, these various maladies. But this one was, like, really over-the-top unacceptable in my world. And I got up and I was stomping around the studio and I'm thinking, who authorized this? How did this get on USA Prepares? And I was livid. So right after the broadcast, I ran into the front office and I asked him, like, what's going on with these commercials on USA Prepares? What are you thinking? I'm paraphrasing. And the front office staff looked at me. It's like, who are you? You just got here. So we started off tussling right then and there. But I just wanted to share that with you. So it's nothing new with me. I mean, it started day one that I'm like this. Do you have any comments?
Well, like I said earlier, 20 years we've been advertising. That was the first one that got out there like that. You caught it, brought it to my attention, saved me from, you know, future embarrassment. And, you know, I apologize to those that it offended. We pulled it off, and it's gone. And like I said, it sounds so much better. I hope you get to hear it someday soon.
Well, I'm pretty sure I will.
Word gone. Yeah,
I'm sure. I'm pretty sure I will. So, Don, I want to thank you, seriously, for raising the bar to not yielding to lowering our standards. I want to thank you because, frankly, revenue for radio stations comes from guys like you, companies like yours. You pay the radio station and they run the broadcast. So believe it or not, you have a lot of oomph in your voice. So you can call some of the shots. And I really appreciate you taking the position that you took. And I'm glad that you and I are in agreement. Don, I really want to say...
I am too.
Yeah. I want to tell the class that if you want to learn more about Don Wiskin and his company, HeartDrop.com. Don, can you just tell us quickly what drove you to HeartDrops? The website is Heart Drop without the S. What drove you to that, Don?
I had a heart attack, and I lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue when I was 42. I had just buried both my brothers, 44 and 53, and my dad, 62, and my mom had just passed away earlier that year. And I was a roofing contractor in British Columbia, and I needed the strength, and I did not have the strength. And then I found out about this through a tofu cooking class because, you know, I was really trying to change my ways. And 7 months after taking this, I had a little bit of a poking pain in the chest. I went to my doctor, and it was blood and oxygen back in my dead heart tissue. So I just had to tell everybody who would listen. And then I went on a radio show in 2000. And that's why my company is called Heart Drop 2000.
There you go. Don Wiskin, thank you so much, class. If you want to find out more about the story, heartdrop.com, HEARTDROP.com. Don, thanks so much for joining us today, sharing your reaction to my reaction to your commercial.
Well, thank you very much for allowing me to share that.
You bet.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.